Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today we're up in Milford, Indiana with the Milford Food Bank with Angie and Bill. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
This place is amazing. And so if people don't know about the Milford Food Bank, how is a food bank different from like a food pantry?
Food bank is where we bring in masses of food by the semi load, box truck load, and then we distribute it out from our warehouses to our food partners, which are food pantries, women's and men's shelters, soup kitchens, and churches all over what we cover about 25 counties now in,
oh my goodness,
in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. So we're pretty much a bulk distribution center for our pantries to come and pick up food, where pantries, on the other hand, they serve the public, so they serve individuals, where we serve the pantry so they can give it out to their communities.
Okay, so you supply like combined community services, Salvation Army.
Yes, yes.
Wow, and how far is your reach? How many people do you serve?
Our last number was Angie.
It's just over 125,000 when we factor in all of the partners and who they serve.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, that's monthly.
That's
yes.
125,000 people a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we currently have over 200 partners. And so week to week, we have anywhere from, 60 to 100 partners in here that shop, get the food, and then they're going out and distributing to their communities. So the reach is beyond us.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Right here in Milford, Indiana.
Yeah.
Okay, big question. Well, how do you get your food?
We started in 2010, so we've been around for a little while now, but building relationships with a lot of food sources, that takes a lot of time. Now that we've been here so long, we've built up quite a good resume with a lot of different agencies. So our food comes from pretty much local agencies here from South Bend, Fort Wayne area, in between, you know, Shipshawana, Middlebury. And then we also go out to the East Coast. We go to Chicago a lot.
I had no idea.
And then we go to Indianapolis. And then, we pretty much have brought in food from Missouri to all the way out to the East Coast. So, yeah, the food comes from all over the place.
Now, how will your new facility improve operations of the Milford Food Bank?
Well, the new building will help just improve logistics, because right now we got to move stuff a couple blocks away to this building from our other off-site warehouse, where being it's right across the street, we'll be able to move it quicker. We'll be able to just – everything's going to function a lot smoother. Mm-hmm. And we'll be able to increase the amount of food partners we can supply weekly, because awesome. We'll be able to keep this building fuller,
right,
faster.
So how can listeners support your efforts here at the food bank?
So actually, we run primarily on volunteers. So besides Bill and I, we have a volunteer staff of about 75 people strong. And that's how we operate from day to day, as far as the coming and going and how we get the cardboard and everything and the food sorted. That's right. All volunteers. And so they can volunteer and they can come in and help. They can help clean. They can help sort food, help on distribution days or help package food. Okay. They can also donate. We are funded by donations.
Okay.
So they can donate online right now at our website. They can donate in person. We have a door slot. They can drop a donation in, or they can mail to Post Office Box 116 in Milford. So we take donations, and that's how we run here.
Speaking of donations, now you've got a fundraiser coming up, but kind of a fun fundraiser,
yes,
don't you? Tell us about it.
We have our annual golf classic on July 10th at Max Welton.
Max Welton.
A fundraiser golf outing. It's a lot of fun. Dozens of teams that come out and play, and it's just a really good time out on the links.
Yeah, sounds great. Win-win. You play golf and you support.
Play golf, have fun. 125,000
people
win prizes. We have prizes to give away. Yeah.
Great. So how do people contact you? You have a Facebook site, Instagram, website, telephone,
yes,
email. How do they get
yes
in touch
to all of that? Website's milfordfoodbank.org. And there's a contact us page on there with our emails and ways to get a hold of us. We also are on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We're we're able to be reached.
Yes. And if you can't remember any of that, listeners, contact the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce and we'll get you in touch with Angie and Bill. Well, thank you guys so much for touching so many lives each week. That's amazing.
Thank you.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us. And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley from the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with Lake City Photo Booth with Allie and Paul. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
This is the time of year for photos, I tell you, with weddings and birthdays and summer events and family reunions. Tell us how your business got started.
Well, we went to a friend's wedding a couple years ago, and they had a do-it-yourself photo booth, and I had never even seen one before. And obviously, she was the bride, and she got everybody over to take pictures with her there in the photo booth, and they got them sent almost instantly to our phone, and I had never heard of this stuff before.
Right.
And I got home, and I thought, you know what, that would be something really cool to bring to Warsaw, that Warsaw did not have this at that time.
Right.
So I picked her brain multiple times. Where did you get this? Is this a thing? Is this? And she explains, yeah, there's places here in Fort Wayne, but the professionals, they want so much money to do this.
Right.
And I thought, you know what? We can do this on a budget. We can get this to everyday people that they can have for their birthday parties, for their graduations. That this doesn't need to be a super special occasion like a wedding to only have it.
Right.
So that's kind of where it started, and I've spent the year and a half after that researching and finding stuff.
The trial run was about 2 or 3 years ago for my 16th birthday. We bought a little tripod from Amazon that would fit my very laggy old school iPad from 4 or 5 years ago. And it turned out really well. And I think that's when it slowly started to click in his brain. Oh, I can make something out of this.
Yeah. We could do this.
Yeah. So, tell us about the name. And you have a really cool motto. Tell us your name and your motto.
So the name is Lake City Photo Booths. I wanted something to kind of represent Warsaw being the Lake City. I was born here, raised here. I've lived here all my life. So I don't know much else other than the Lake City.
All right, me too.
So, you know, I wanted a business name that was going to say that I was in Warsaw.
Right.
And then as far as our motto, my daughter Allie actually came up with that. I went to her one day and said, I think we need a motto. And she sat there for a second.
We sat there for about 30, 45 minutes just spewing random words at our coffee table, writing stuff down and just kind of weighing what is this good? Like, we were texting people, like, if this was a motto of a business, would you go to that business first?
Yeah, perfect.
And I think that's where making precious memories one photo at a time came, because photos, especially nowadays, are so precious. You always have that one moment that you think back on of, oh, I wish we would have gotten a photo in that moment. And especially in weddings or graduation parties or corporate parties or just having fun with friends, there's definitely those moments of, I really wish we all got just one picture together. And it just all ties the event together perfectly just for that group.
Right. That's perfect. What was the motto again?
Making precious memories one photo at a time.
Oh, I love it. So what services do you offer?
Obviously, photo booth. We are expanding our services. We also have a video guest book where, and this is kind of separate from our photo booths that way. We're going to have like two stations basically.
Right.
So somebody can come up and record a 20-second video.
Oh my goodness.
For the host. And the host will get all these videos just like they get copies of all the pictures taken for the photo booth. So whether it be a wedding, you want to give them advice, tell them how much you love them, everything. They have these videos for the rest of their lives.
Oh, my goodness.
So we also have a very nice PA system. It's a 1,400-watt PA system that is hooks to your device via Bluetooth. So if you're having a small party, a wedding reception, you can rent this PA system and hook your playlist up to it.
Oh, nice.
You don't have to pay a DJ.
Oh, wow.
The base is very nice.
A lot of money.
Yes. The base is very nice.
It's very nice sounding system. And we could also set it up for karaoke. We actually have the equipment to do it.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And we will be testing that out soon. I have confidence of it because, I mean, everything else has worked. So,
yeah,
we've got microphones and a stand and everything for it.
You guys are party central, I tell you.
We also have a cooler table that we put ice in it, and then there's a little tray above to put cups or extra drinks that you just might not want to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a giant tub, and it just, you put ice in it, and there is a drain connected to it that we put a bucket under,
mm-hmm,
and a little skirt to hide the drain to make it look a little nicer.
Sure.
Yep, it's 40 inches wide, holds about 25 pounds of ice.
Oh, my goodness.
So it keeps...
And it stays cold.
Keeps nice stuff. Stuff cold. We used it for a graduation party a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It worked out well.
Well, I love all of it. I just recently celebrated my 39th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
And I would have loved to seen people 39 years ago giving us like words of wisdom or seeing relatives that passed away that were at the wedding. And so that's such a great idea.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things we talked a little bit earlier that just kind of out of the box that you wouldn't think of, oh, that'd be great to have a videotape that or have pictures there or have us there. What are like some things like you mentioned, like corporate parties or?
I think one of our first ideas, and it was actually one of our first specials that we put out on Facebook. It was the holiday party special.
Hmm.
And we made it and we put it out there, and all we had was our hopes and a few words that we just put on a Canva page and put it out in the world. And we were like, here you go. It was very well thought out,
mm-hmm,
for just starting up, and we overthought it a lot, and it was definitely a good kickstart to what kind of formed us, mm-hmm, to like know what's best for our audience and what grows us more.
Right. So it's not just personal, like one-on-one events. You do some corporate events. You, mm-hmm, do some public events. You do some things for the Warsaw Parks Department, don't you?
We do. We did the daddy-daughter dance in February and the mommy-son dance in May.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are also a sponsor for the family carnival on, I believe it's August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fall family
Fun Festival
in October.
Five times fast.
So we're looking forward to that. That will be free for the public to stop by and get pictures taken.
Nice.
So we expect a very long line and some great pictures there. But we're also doing, like this weekend, we got a graduation party we're doing in Elkhart. And then the next weekend, we got a wedding reception here in town. And then we're back to Elkhart for a wedding reception on the 4th of July. So we travel also.
Right. We stay busy, but we're so grateful for it all at the same time.
Right. Yeah. So give me an idea. This sounds like this would be really expensive. Sounds like thousands and thousands of dollars. Tell us, like, if someone – give us an idea of your pricing structure.
Well, we have a two-hour package,
mm-hmm,
and includes unlimited photos, unlimited gifts, unlimited boomerangs. They come with the props and an attendant. So that way we're not putting you and your guests to work.
Right.
We'll take care of everything. We get that starting out at $300. And then we also one of our most popular ones is our wedding package that will include the video guest book. And it's a three-hour package, and that's set up for the VIP package also, mm-hmm, where we have a red carpet and the red velvet ropes and gold stanchions and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
We have that starting at $550.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you need to call yourself Lake City Photo Booth and more, because you offer so much more. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So this sounds awesome. How do people get in touch with you?
You could visit our website, lakecityphotobooth.com. Our Instagram and Facebook page, Lake City Photo Booths. Our email, lakecityphotobooths@yahoo.com, or they can call me at 574-527-8523.
You know, that sounds great. So don't assume that you can't afford some of these luxuries, because they're very affordable and it doesn't hurt to ask. So please call Paul or Allie and get a quote and make, what was that model one more time?
Making precious memories one photo at a time.
There you go. Well, thank you for joining us today.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.